This is 91.3 WESM. I'm Stephen Williams, and I'm happy to be here this morning with Matt Lukovich, a spokesperson for Delmarva Power. Thanks for stopping by, Matt.
It's good to be back, Steve.
Okay, well, let's talk about the EnergyWise Rewards program that Delmarva Power is promoting. I've actually been receiving some mail from Delmarva Power about the program, along with inserts in my power bill. I also saw an informative video that gives an overview on Delmarva Power's website. From what I gather, this is an opportunity for Delmarva Power customers to save money by voluntarily allowing their air conditioners to be cycled off during the summer months. Is that right?
That's correct. And it's a program that's been in existence for about the last 3 or 4 years in Maryland. And starting in April, it will be expanded to our Delaware customers as well. And it's a pretty simple program. It's a voluntary program. And it's a way for customers, as you said, to reap the rewards participating in the program from a monetary standpoint. It's designed to basically manage energy use during periods of high demand. And typically, we are considered a summer peaking company in terms of that's when the greatest demand for energy is during the summer months. So for 5 months out of the year, June through October, if you're a participant in the program, you would get a credit on your electric bill each month. And that credit would range from $8 to $16, depending on your level of participation. When you talked about cycling off the air conditioner, in effect, what we do on certain days of high demand, and this might happen anywhere from a half a dozen to a dozen times during the course of the summer, we would cycle off the compressor on your air conditioning unit. The fan would continue to run, so you would still have some air circulating through your home. And during those periods, it could be it's usually in the daytime hours. And usually and during a weekday. It doesn't occur on the weekends. Typically, it's during the weekday. And it's usually in the afternoon hours. Sometime the times of highest demand are usually between noon and 4 o'clock. So maybe for a 3 or 4 hour period or even less, your air conditioning fan or your air conditioning compressor would be cycled off. The fan would continue to run. That allows us to manage the use of the dissemination of energy, the delivery of energy, puts less strain on the system. In exchange for that, as I said, you get a credit on your bill. Now, the way it works is we would come out, we would install a switch. You have to have central air conditioning, I might add, too. If you're just a person that uses window air conditioning, you're not eligible for the program. If you're a renter, you have to check with your landlord to see if he would allow you to participate in the program.
Okay.
We would install a switch on your central air conditioning unit. You have the option of a switch or an option of getting a programmable thermostat. And what happens is through a remote control system, we would do the cycling process to cycle off the compressor on your air conditioning unit for the required period of time. Now, when I say you get $8 to $16 credit, depending on your level of participation, let's say you wanted to cycle it off 50% of the time. So out of the 1 hour, let's say we had a 1 hour cycling period and you opted for the 50% participation level, that means for only half of that hour, you would have your air conditioning compressor cycled off. That means you would get the $8 monthly credit from mm-hmm. June through October. If you opt for the 100% participation, that means that you want it off the entire hour, you would get the $16 monthly credit. What we recommend for people to do is if you're not at home during weekdays, if you work, probably the 100% participation level is going to be pretty seamless, too. You're not going to be there to see the effects of having your compressor cycled off. If you're home, you're elderly or you're concerned about, well, I don't know if I want it off all the time, you might opt for the lower level, the 50% level. There's three levels, 50%, 75%, and 100%. You choose your level that you want to participate. You choose your comfort level. If you're not happy with the participation, you can opt out of the program. Mm. If you opt out after before the first 12 months, there would be some sort of proration on your bill in terms of the credits you get for participating. But nonetheless, if you say this isn't for me, you do have the option ultimately to opt out of the program. It's strictly voluntary, but it's a way for customers to get a credit on their energy bill. It's a way for us to manage the system in terms of energy demand, in times of high demand.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the EnergyWise Rewards Program targeted at all of Delmarva Power's customers or just certain ones, such as residential customers or business customers or certain states?
Right. It's a residential program right now for our Maryland customers. As I said, in April, it will be expanded into Delaware for residential customers. I might add that when we talked about there's a benefit as far as the credit goes. If you don't have a programmable thermostat right now in your home, you might opt for that feature. You have a choice, either the switch on your outside unit or the programmable thermostat. The added benefit of opting for the programmable thermostat is you can use that year-round. Mm. Obviously, the peak demand periods are only June through October, but obviously the programmable thermostat is something you can use year-round in terms of managing the temperatures in your house when it comes to heating and cooling. So that's one of the added benefits. And that's also free, too. The programmable thermostat is it's a pretty good value. It's an expensive piece of equipment, and you get that for free as part of signing up for the program.
Now, as I understand, this not only applies to air conditioners, but there are other large energy-drawing appliances that would also be cycled off. Can you give us some examples?
Well, no, just this particular program just pertains to central air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Okay? There are other programs under the umbrella of Empower Maryland, if you will, where we have different incentives like rebates for buying energy efficient appliances, what we call Energy Star appliances. You can get rebates on refrigerators, room air conditioners, things of that nature. Our website, delmarva.com, has more details on that. But this particular program, the EnergyWise Reward, specifically pertains to central air conditioning.
Okay.
And in Maryland, over the last 3 or 4 years, we have in the neighborhood of we have about 200,000 customers in Maryland, and in the neighborhood of about 25,000 to 30,000 customers have opted to participate in this program, this EnergyWise Rewards program. So let's say you take the minimum participation level, which is the 25% participation, the 50% participation, you would get the $8 credit June through October. So you'd get a $40 credit total over those 5 months. And the interesting thing to note is whether we call for a high energy use day, let's say we go through the whole summer and don't have to do that, mm-hmm. you still get the credit. So, as I said, you have to choose your comfort level, what you would think you would be most comfortable with. I do get the question is, well, if you've turned off my compressor and my fan is still running and the temperature rises a little bit in my house and it gets a little bit uncomfortable in here, then at the end of the peak energy use period, all of a sudden now my compressor comes back on. Aren't you defeating the purpose by the fact that my air conditioner has to work harder to cool the house off back to what it was prior to you activating the system? Well, they've done the studies on it. Typically, when the peak energy period has been terminated, the outside temperature is a lot lower than it was when they instituted the program. So your air conditioner will not have to work is extremely hard to catch back up to where it should be to cool off your house because they would deactivate it at a time when the outside temperature is a little more manageable. So that's not going to be a problem in terms of, on the one end, are you saving energy? But on the other hand, are you using a lot of energy to catch back up to where you were?
So if the conservation day is activated by Delmarva Power, mm-hmm. My understanding that it will only take place during certain hours. Do you determine in advance, okay, this is only going to be between 1 and 2 p.m., or you're just going to do it for the entire afternoon?
Usually what happens, typically a lot of times we determine the day before, okay? And typically we put out a news release, something to that effect, put something on our website. We don't have the capability right now to notify everybody individually, okay? But we'll put out a news release or something on the website the day before saying tomorrow will be an EnergyWise Rewards Day. You can expect the cycling to occur, any time between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Then when it does occur, it's a case of how long the outside temperatures are at a level of concern as far as demand as to where and when it would be deactivated. As I said, typically it's only going to occur. My experience with the program over the years has been that typically the EnergyWise Rewards is not activated, usually activated around maybe the noontime hour, mm-hmm. and could go to like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on how hot it is on that particular day. And as I said, when it's deactivated, your compressor would come back on, and you'd eventually be back to normal. But typically, at a day in advance, especially if you get into a hot spell, real heat wave,
yeah.
you know a day before whether we're going to have to activate it, because you've had a gauge on what the system has been, what the demand has been on any given day, if it's going to be similar on the next day.
Yeah.
And the reason I say it's only on weekdays that typically this occurs is because on weekends we don't typically see our greatest peak demand. And that's because a lot of businesses shut down. Any, let's say, a manufacturing plant that runs on a Monday through Friday basis, or just the typical business customer that maybe doesn't do business on a weekend, you know, offices, they've shut down for the weekend. So we don't have the great demand on Saturdays and Sundays for energy use that we have during a Monday through Friday. And the reason that the demand, as I say, typically it would occur between noon and 4, is because on a really hot summer day, that's when you start seeing the demand start to really increase. Businesses are opening up for business, let's say 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and as the morning wears on, we get into the early afternoon, the air conditioners are cranking up, they've been going full bore, the outside temperature is increased on a hot summer day, and that's typically when the day would be activated. But as I said, the most it's occurred in any time during the summer is maybe anywhere from 6 to 12 times during the course of the summer. And whether we activate it or not, you get that credit on your bill.
Okay. So is this going to help prevent any types of rolling brownouts or load shedding in really severe situations? I know that was a problem last summer.
Right. That's the intent, Steve, that you avert power outages while keeping electricity, the demand, manage the demand during these times of peak usage. So, yes, that's the intent, to avoid situations like that. So if you opt for the program, you're doing your part to help, keep everything in balance in terms of not causing the system to get strained during times of high energy use. So that's the key. In the long run, too, when you think about it, if you keep demand down, even though we're not in the generation business anymore, somewhere down the line, if you follow the dominoes, the way things fall, ultimately it helps to preclude the need to build more expensive power plants. You know, if we can manage energy usage on a regular basis, you don't need extra power plants to create more energy. You also help the environment. We're not as much energy is being generated to meet your demand. So from we're reducing the amount of emissions when it comes to the production of electricity. So there's a lot of good stuff. And then ultimately for the customer, there's a little financial incentive for getting involved with this.
Well, that leads me to my next question. I know that on really hot and humid days, that can tax an electrical grid with everyone turning on their air conditioners. But I was just wondering, why can't power plants just generate more electricity? I know Calvert Cliffs across the bay is a major source of power in the region, and they have reactors that are just sitting there that presumably they could just turn on if the demand is met. Is this something that is addressing a particular need?
Well, sure. You could, yeah. And we have what we call peaking plants, these quick start we're not in the generation business, but what they call peaking power plants that fire up on days of high demand. The problem there is that gets to be very expensive. The cost per megawatt charge for those units to crank up and then to sell their energy into the system is exceedingly expensive as to, on a normal day. So the customer ends up paying for that in the long run. Okay, so ultimately that gets translated, filtered down the line into higher rates ultimately in terms of somewhere down the line you're going to pay more for that energy. Mm-hmm. Also, there is at times a high demand, even though the power plants could be cranking out all the juice on any given time, you could have a strain on the system. You could have what we call congestion on the system. And that's where the peaking plants have to fire up, because it's like I'll give you an example. Let's say you're on an interstate highway, and you have a lot of traffic on that highway, okay? Things get clogged up at any given time. You can only pass so many cars from point A to point B. And if you're driving, okay, and you say, my gosh, I don't want to be in this traffic jam anymore, you get off the interstate and you find another route. But it might be a more circuitous route. It's going to take you more time. It's going to be more expensive because you use more gas. Mm-hmm. Same thing in a situation with high demand. All the power plants are up and running, but then these peaker plants have to come online and pump some energy into the grid. But they're in the business to make money. It's the unregulated side of the business. They're going to charge top dollar for the energy they're producing. Mm-hmm. And they know that you need that energy to meet demand. So it's a situation where you know, in the long run, customers that participate in the program are doing their part to help also manage their energy cost. It's a way of keeping energy prices in the long run down because we're not firing up all these peaking plants and creating more congestion.
Sure.
But the problem is, too, even though power plants can create all that energy, they also reach a ceiling, if you will. Even though they have a reserve, they don't want to get into a situation where you have to tax that reserve. So energy is a finite product. It is not and it has to be typically be produced on demand.
Okay.
You talk about photovoltaic energy, you know, where you store it in a battery like with solar energy and things of that nature. But for the most part, energy has to be available on demand. When you flip the switch to the studio, you want the lights to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a very fragile process how the energy grid is controlled and operated. And we look at peak usage times,
mm-hmm.
and we try to figure out when there are times of high demand.
Well, another question I had is why conservation periods are targeted for June through October. Now, I know that summer can really drive up energy demand. But, you know, when I look at my energy bill from Delmarva Power, it shows me how much money I'm spending on electricity because electricity generates everything in my home. And what I've noticed is the winter months actually tend to have the highest bill. So why isn't this program year-round?
Well, as I said, we're what we call a summer peaking company. Typically, our highest periods of demand are in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you can get those periods of winter if we got a cold snap where the temperatures were in the single digits for an extended period of time. You could have it. But it's been rare over the years. In my almost 25 years with the company, it has been rare that we have a day in the wintertime where we would have to call on people to conserve energy because of, you know, the system is just being taxed. It might have happened one or two times. But typically, when I go through the records of energy use, all our record-setting days for megawatt usage, total megawatt usage, have occurred in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I recall, I think our record was set maybe a year or two ago, and it was on a day in August. So that's why we've set June through October. We're typically a summer peaking company. And by nature, when you think about it, the climate that we live in,
mm-hmm.
It's not like being in Minnesota or Massachusetts, you know, where you're going to have the really frigid weather, or North Dakota, South Dakota. We're basically, your particular instance, you say you have more energy use in the wintertime, but you're probably in the minority on that one, I said, when it comes to because the other thing to keep in mind, too, when it comes to the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
A lot of our customers maybe have other sources of keeping themselves warm.
Yeah, gas or oil.
Or a fireplace, mm-hmm. Wood stove, something of that nature. Whereas in the summertime, basically, if you want to stay cool, you're relying on either your window air conditioning unit or your central air conditioning. Now, as I said, this program is for central air conditioner users. But nonetheless, to stay cool in the summertime, you're using fans and air conditioners. You don't have all the other options, for you obviously aren't going to use your wood stove to stay cool in the summertime, obviously.
<That's> right. Absolutely. For someone who's signing up for the EnergyWise Rewards program for the first time, talk us through what they have to do. Now, I know with the outdoor switch,
mm-hmm.
I believe that you don't have to be at your home for that.
Right.
But for the web programmable thermostat,
you would have to be at home because
okay.
we have to come into your house. You would, first of all, you go to the website, which is delmarva.com. Go to the links for energy savings, and you'll see EnergyWise Rewards, and it gives you all the information. There's a number to call. There's a toll-free number where you can set up the process. And it's pretty simple, actually. They'll get you in the queue. They'll figure out when's the best time to come out there, and it's a pretty seamless process. And you must remain in the program for 12 months after installation, or as I said, a portion of your installation credit would be reversed. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But if you're not certain what your comfort level would be, I would suggest going with the minimum, the 50% level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, unless you're going to be at work. As I said, the conservation periods typically occur on a weekday afternoon, can last anywhere from 3 to 6 hours. But if you're at work, you're not at home during the weekdays. Okay, go ahead, try the 100% because you're not going to be there when we cycle off the compressor on your air conditioning unit. But give it a try. As I said, we've had about 25 to 30,000 customers that have done this. They like the fact they get the credit on their bill, whether we implement the program or not. And those customers who have opted for the programmable thermostat, they get the added bonus that they can use that feature all year round.
Okay. My last question is related to the web programmable thermostat. You know, let's say that Conservation Day has been activated. I'm at work. You know, I know my relatives are going to come visit. I decide to remotely log in and, you know, turn the air back up. Is the system going to let me do that if it's Conservation Day? Can I defeat that? Or, you know, can I call up Delmarva Power and say, look, I need to opt out today? Is that a possibility?
Well, you are permitted to opt out non-priority peak days during the cooling season. If you want to override a conservation period opt out, you need to call EnergyWise Rewards at the toll-free number.
So the computer won't let you do that?
No.
Okay.
So you'd have to call, and you're allowed to opt out non-priority peak days. And obviously, when you sign up for the program, you can say to people, or to people on the other end of the line, just remind me, how does this work if I want to take advantage of my two opt-out non-priority peak days? Typically, Steve, we don't have very many complaints about this. And as I said, if you think it's not for you, you know, after 12 months you can opt out or
but you still get to keep the thermostat.
You still get to keep the thermostat.
Okay.
And, you know, at this time we don't plan to remove that thermostat or the outdoor switch in the event you withdraw. But for the most part, people have been pleased with this because it's a way of getting a credit on your bill. Up to $16 if you go for the full 100% participation. You get the programmable thermostat. And as I said, we've activated it maybe 6 to 12 times during the course of the summer. And even if we don't activate it in any particular month, you still get the credit. It's just a way of us having an option on those high energy use days to take steps to control the demand for energy use. So we don't, as you said, have the rolling blackouts. We don't get into the situation where a lot of the peaking plants have to fire up and the cost of energy overall gets more expensive on days like that.
Gotcha. Well, this sounds like a great program. I know it's not for apartment dwellers like myself, but
But you'd have to talk to your landlord.
Okay. Well, that's something.
Yeah, you'd have to talk to your landlord and see if he or she would allow you
would
to
be,
do something.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to go through them. Yeah,
sure. If people want to know more about this program, they can always go to the website energywiserewards.delmarva.com, right?
You go to the delmarva.com website. On the homepage, there's a link for energy saving programs. Click on that link, and then it takes you to this particular program, EnergyWise Rewards. As I said,
sure.
It's in Maryland. It's been in Maryland the last 3 or 4 years, and we're moving the program into Delaware in April, so it'll be in our Delaware territory as well.
And so listeners in the first state will probably see something in their Delmarva Power bill letting them know that that's coming.
Yeah, and it's a strictly voluntary program. The other thing I want to remind your listeners is it's voluntary. This isn't a Big Brother type thing where we're going to take data from your system and share that with, you know, it's strictly confidential. You know, we have a lot of cybersecurity in effect with a program like this. And as I said, for the most part, people who participate have been pleased with the program. We haven't had, a lot of complaints about this, and they've made out on the deal with credits and with the programmable thermostat.
And I would encourage people to look at there's an interesting frequently asked questions section.
Right.
Answers a lot of, issues that might be in your mind. There's also a video where they talk to people who've been in the program. Pretty informative stuff. Good for the environment. Will help to save some money in your wallet. Always a good thing. Matt, thanks so much for helping to explain how the EnergyWise Reward Program works. And as always, we look forward to seeing you here again next time.
Okay, Steve. See you next month.